Rob Parsh. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentral.com.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this podcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here got homemade.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. It
is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioCentral.com. Welcome back. So happy to be back with you. Oh, my gosh. So thrilled. I really am. Thank you very much. 813-693-2124 is the number here. If you want to reach out, leave a text or a voicemail, I'm happy to hear it. I encourage you to do so. 813-693-2124. Well, we were supposed to have Soul Brother Kevin in this week again, but he did not return my text message. So I guess he's not coming in, I'm assuming. So I'm going to go ahead and prepare to do a program without him. I mean, you know, it's been done before. I'm sure it'll be done again. It happens. This is the podcasting game, you know. You're going to get guests that cancel on you or don't return your messages after they agree to be on for many weeks. But no, it's cool, man. He's a busy guy, and you know, he's doing me a favor. Don't do me any favors, though. That's okay. I don't need favors. It's frustrating. It is, because, you know, I like Kev. I want to have Kev on. We have great chats, you know, all the time. Whenever we're doing promo gigs or something, and he's the talent there. I always have a good time talking to him. He's interested in podcasting, but you know, maybe down the line he'll come in. But I'm not going to hold my breath, but, you know, it happens, whatevs. He is a busy guy. He's got his own show on the Bone, 6 to 9 p.m., 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay. Make sure you check it out. It's awesome. I love that guy. And check out Stay Woke, too, midnight to 1 a.m. on that same station with Anna Hummel and myself. If you sleep like a normal person, guess what? You can get the app. Download the app. It's on demand there. You can play it whenever you want. So tell a friend. Share the good news. Stay Woke, midnight to 1 a.m. Like the Facebook page. Just if you search Anna Hummel Radio, you can find it. Like Radio St. Pete's, Radio STPETE. Like the HMB Radio page, HMB Radio on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at @home_made_man. And I'm pretty active on there. Against my will. I don't want to be, but I'm addicted to it. And I'm on there all the time, so tweet me, @home_made_man. Send me a picture on Instagram with that same account. So this week, it's just me. We're talking, you know, news from around Tampa Bay. We got some Kanye West stuff. We got some Hurricane Maria talk. We got some Bill Nelson versus Rick Scott stuff. We got some Miss America stuff, some lady stuff. So there's something for everybody. And next week, I believe we're having in the Tampa Bay Mayhem, or a few people from them. If you don't know about them, they are a rugby team that's based here in St. Pete. Professional rugby is in Tampa Bay. That's right. And I think they'll be in next week to tell me all about it. But this week, it's just me all by my lonesome this time. 813-693-2124. Visit hmbradio.com. Download the podcast, HMB Radio Tampa Bay, on iTunes and Stitcher. But it's just me. Let's talk some Kanye West, shall we? Let's hang for another 20 minutes or so. Yes, HMB Radio here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Let's do this. It's the homemade broadcast. Boy, it's been a up-and-down year for Kanye West, hasn't it? Biggest star on the planet, probably. One of the most popular, anyways. Came out in support of the president earlier, last month? And caught a lot of crap for that. And some speculated, of course, that, well, he's dropping an album and there's no such thing as bad publicity, and that's what all this is about. He doesn't really care about politics. He's just releasing an album. I doubted that because I don't think he needs the press. He is the biggest star in the world. I don't think anybody could even come close to him at this point. But he did release an album. I heard it. It's pretty good. Kanye kind of has one of those followings where he can do no wrong. His fans love him no matter what. And even if he puts out a bad album, nobody will admit to it. I didn't think it was a bad album. It was definitely way different, I thought, than a lot of his other stuff. He has this following of, like, you know, he almost has that feel of an underground artist that has a cult following and people will just follow him around, you know, from city to city to hear him play an EP 80 times. Kanye kind of has that same feel, but on a giant, giant scale. He's constantly selling out arenas. But he held his listening party last week for his album on a ranch in Wyoming, which is probably the least place, is that the right, the last place that you would expect to hear rap music in general, Wyoming, but especially blaring out of huge speakers on a ranch. And came out that Kanye West event leads to Wyoming ranch banning rap parties. That's right, rap parties are banned in Wyoming. Don't worry, Wyoming. I don't think that will be an issue from here on out. The Wyoming ranch where Kanye West held his star-studded listening party for his new album, simply titled Ye, will no longer host any rap parties after numerous noise complaints, the owners said on this past Tuesday. Jane Goliher, who owns the Diamond Cross Ranch in Moran, Wyoming, told The Blast that hosting the party for West was great for business, but was also the most confusing event they've ever had. Goliher said that West's team had originally planned for the event to be inside, but plans kept changing every 30 minutes, and the party was eventually held outside. That decision triggered noise complaints from the ranch's neighbors, according to The Blast. Now, this is, I mean, you're probably separated by acres and acres of land on a ranch. I mean, ranches are huge, generally, right, I think. So they must have been so goddamn loud. I feel bad. I mean, you got to feel for the neighbors a little bit, right? I mean, they're not used to this. They didn't sign up for this. They got a ranch in Wyoming, so they didn't have to talk to their neighbors or deal with anybody else or hear any noise. And now they got this huge party. These poor people. Teton County, where Moran is located, has strict noise ordinances that require any sounds being made after 10 p.m. to be kept at an 80 decibel level, which I think is still pretty loud, right? 80 decibels? The Blast reported West party didn't even start until 9:30 p.m. Pretty early. That's pretty good for a rap party, I don't want rap parties to start until, like, midnight, right? And the volume was cranked up to 120 decibels, according to the gossip site. There will be no more rappers at the ranch from here on out, Gollier told The Blast, though adding that she has no ill will toward West and his team. She also said that the ranch charged, listen to this, $50,000 for West to hold the event, and she lamented that she did not charge anymore. Well, that's good. 50 grand's really good. You'll never get that that type of money for something like that ever again. West's listening party featured Chris Rock, Nas, Big Sean, Jonah Hill, and other celebrities. Variety reported that West is set to hold another listening party for Kid Cudi's album, which is set to drop on Friday. However, this time it will be held in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, where rap music belongs. That's right. So no more rap in Wyoming. Wyoming, you're welcome. And say thank you to Kanye West. All right, before we move on, I want to say thank you very much to Tap House 61, taphouse61.com, located right here in St. Petersburg. One of my favorite places to grab a nice cold pint, something to eat, and just hang out with bumble dates and stuff. It's always a good time. 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Check them out on Facebook at Tap House, the number 6, the number 1. And that's their website as well, taphouse61.com. Trivia on Wednesday evenings. Some of the best. Just John and his crew do a great job out there. I never get to play trivia because I'm always working. But if I were to play trivia, guess where I would go? That's right. You guessed it. Taphouse 61, 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg. All right, so coming up, we got ex-Puerto Rico governor skeptical of the 4,000 that died in Hurricane Maria. So we got a showdown, boy, here in Florida for the Senate seat. We got long-term incumbent Bill Nelson, the exciting Bill Nelson. He's the incumbent here. He's our senator. I don't know much about him. And then on the other side, you got the man that known as Bat Boy by many people. He's the incumbent governor of Florida, Mr. Rick Scott. So if you're not excited for this one, boy, I'll tell you what, you're just missing out. It's going to be a barn burner in November. I'll tell you that much, brother. So you got two guys that have been in power for a hell of a long time, and one of them is going to win and gain even more power. It's just a disaster, isn't it? It's really laughable at this point. But I think it was Harvard came out with a study a few weeks ago. It's been just cited by everybody on the left about, you know, of course, they're critical of the response that Trump has in Puerto Rico after Maria, you know, ravaged the tiny little island there to our south, our brothers down there. And perhaps rightfully so. I don't really know the details, but, you know, depending on your party affiliation, you're probably either really stoked about how he handled it or you're not happy about it. And this Harvard study came out saying that they estimated, I think they said 60-something people died, which is a lot of people for a hurricane. That was a really powerful storm. That was crazy. And Puerto Rico, too. I remember reading about Puerto Rico years ago, that their power grid was just dog ass. It was on the brink of failure as it was just being there. And then when you have a once in a lifetime storm, you know, the whole thing needs to be rebuilt. It's a mess. It's a disaster. Puerto Rico has been a mess for a long time. I don't know if it's mismanagement by the government, probably, or what's going on, but they're in debt, they owe a bunch of money. Puerto Rico's a mess. It's always been a mess. But former Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Rossello, this is from the Tampa Bay Times, by the way, may have endorsed Senator Bill Nelson in part because of the Florida Democrats' response to Hurricane Maria, but Rossello is skeptical of a study Nelson has repeatedly cited when discussing the death toll on the island from the storm. Rossello, who led Puerto Rico from 1993 to 2000, said a recent Harvard University study into hurricane-related mortality on the island is flawed. The study suggested that 4,650 people may have died, which would be a monumental increase over the official count of 64. This is a quote from Rosello. The final count that can be indirectly attributed to the hurricane, it should be higher, more than 64, Rosello said, but it's certainly not going to be the 4,000-plus deaths that were unaccounted for. Nelson has often criticized President Donald Trump's handling of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, and the recent Harvard University study provided him with him and other Democrats with further fodder to go after the administration. Nelson tweeted, "How do you miss over 4,000 deaths on May 29th? He referenced the study again 2 days later during a visit to St. Petersburg, where he said conditions in the U.S. territory, many people are still without power, led him to believe that the death toll is much higher. He says, it's a lot more, and I think this study is showing that it is absolutely inexcusable. But standing next to Nelson on Monday, Rosello cautioned against using the university's estimate as fact. The comments came moments after Rosello endorsed Nelson in his re-election race against the Republican Governor Rick Scott. Rosello is weighing in as more than just a Puerto Rican politician. He is a Harvard and Yale-trained physician who taught public health at George Washington University after his two terms as governor. He is also the father of current Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello. Harvard researchers randomly surveyed 3,300 Puerto Rican households about their experiences during Maria and extrapolated the results across the entire island to determine that between 800 and 8,500 people died. The publicized number, 4,645, is in the middle of that range. So I don't really know, you know, how that works. 3,300 people, I guess that's a decent sample size, right? But, I mean, that's a wide gap there, you know, between the 800 and 8,500. That's a wide gap. And I don't know if that's scientific or not. You just can't take the mean. Is that it? Where you just go in the middle and be like, yeah, that sounds right. And I see people on Facebook all day today citing that number when it's really just an approximate guess. And it's a wide variance there. It's not fair to say that that's the number. It's asinine. Rosello questioned that methodology and charged that researchers skewed the results by surveying some of the territory's hardest hit regions. He said a more accurate tally will come when the official government's death certificates are finalized. He says, if you came in here and said, what's the price of a cup of coffee? And I said, well, it can be $1, it can be $10. It really doesn't help, Rosello said. Where are those 8,000 people? There's no record of 4,000 or 8,000 bodies that have been lost. Other reports have suggested that the official government's count of people killed in the aftermath of Maria is low. New York Times analysis found about 1,000 people more. Analysis found that 1,000 more people than usual died in the 42 days after Maria hit the island. In the days after the storm, BuzzFeed News interviewed funeral directors who said that the death toll was much higher than the government figures. So, I mean, the answer is, of course, they don't know. And that's a big number. And nobody knows what the heck is going on. And this is another one of those partisan issues, man. If you think the president did an okay job, then you're probably saying this is bunk. And if you're part of the resistance, you're probably saying, oh, my God, it's 1,000,000 people that died. So many people. And he's not doing anything about it because he's a mean man. But tell me how you feel. The phone line and text voicemail line is open. 813-693-2124. I want to hear what you have to say. What do you think? Who you got? Bat Boy? Do you got the old sly dog, Bill Nelson? Who do you believe? Is everybody just dead from this storm? Is Puerto Rico blown into the ocean in reality? Nobody knows. Let me know. HMBRadio.com. You can find me. I still got stickers and stuff I want to give away. Email me your address or something. Or mailing address, whatever, to thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. I'm going to put some in the mail for you on my dime. That's right, because I want you to have them. I got a bunch of them. I don't know what to do with these goddamn things. I can only put so many of them on my bedroom walls. I'm looking like a goddamn lunatic over here, and I got a ton of them. So come get, let me give you some stickers. The Homemade Broadcast at RadioSt.Pete.com. And I want to say thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. That's right. My friend Chrissy Parker doing her hair, doing her nails, injecting people's face with Botox. If I'm going to get poison shot in my face, there's only one place I'm going. That's right. Truvy Salon and Spa right here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Yep, just right on 4th Street. It's easy as hell to find. You can make an appointment online, which I would encourage you to do. I don't know what kind of lunatic calls a place to make an appointment for things anymore. You go online. You don't have to talk to anybody. You put in your name. You put in your phone number in case they need to call you, but that never happens. You just go online and do it. Don't be a lunatic. Just go online to Truvy, that's T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Make your appointment for a haircut or a dye job or some poison shot in your face when the Botox lady comes. So do it today, truvysalonandspa.com. Oh boy, if you didn't hear the news, oh my goodness. Miss America scraps its swimsuit competition. Can you freaking believe that? It's no longer a pageant. It's a competition. Not a beauty pageant. It's now a beauty competition. Totally different. And that means no more swimsuits. Uh-uh. No, sir. Not on this lady's dime. Let's hear this from NBC Los Angeles. If it plays. Come on.
Swimsuit was the most empowering moment of mine at Miss America.
Reigning Miss New Jersey, Caitlin Schoeffel, is disappointed that future Miss America contestants won't be wearing swimsuits in the competition starting this September.
I just think this change came very quickly and abruptly.
The move, called groundbreaking by the Miss America organization, announced on national television this morning.
We are no longer a pageant. We are a competition.
Miss America 1989 and former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson became chair of the organization's board of trustees in a leadership shakeup following a scandal in December that involved leaked emails containing vulgar and disparaging comments about contestants and past winners.
We will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance.
I feel bad for the contestants coming up who have worked so hard over the past few years to, you know, maintain this great physique, I guess.
Bathing suits have been a key part of Miss America since it began in Atlantic City nearly a century ago as an intercity beauty contest. Outside Boardwalk Hall, the competition's longtime home, mixed opinions today on the scrapping of swimsuits.
I'm fine with that. It's not necessary. I'd rather focus on their talent and what they can do for your country.
I think it's a tradition. You know, I think things are going a little bit too far.
The swimsuit portion being replaced with a live interactive session with the judges highlighting the contestants' achievements and goals.
But it's going to be really weird without the swimwear competition. That's what people look for.
The Miss New Jersey pageant will be held June 16th in Ocean City. A board member tells me the swimsuit competition will remain this year because at this point it's too late to change the production. In Atlantic City, I'm Ted Greenberg, NBC 10 News.
So there you go. A beauty pageant is now a competition. By the way, I guarantee you next year's Miss America is going to be a 10. It's not going to be so. There's a lot of, you know, speculation that's just going to be some, you know, for lack of a better word, fat pig or something. But no, I guarantee it's going to be a gorgeous lady who, I don't know, can play the tambourine or the cello or something. I don't know. I haven't watched the Miss America pageant. We were talking about this on Stay Woke the other night, and my host there, Anna, you know, kind of thought that, well, maybe men watch it because, you know, you get to see a pretty lady in a swimsuit. And I said, what? That's insane. No. If I want to see a pretty lady in a swimsuit, there's a world, a vast plethora of ladies on the internet that are nude and maybe doing stuff with dudes or, you know, things and got stuff everywhere. And, you know, it's a wild, wild world down there. You go down the rabbit hole and, oh, boy, you're gonna have yourself a time, I'll tell you what, boy. But no, dudes aren't watching this, period. This is for the ladies. It's always been a lady thing. And it's just part of tradition. They're trying to rip down tradition, and they have nothing to replace it with. They're going to have one-on-one time with judges. Can you imagine how goddamn boring that event is going to be now? I guarantee you the pageant's going to be done within 5 years. Nobody's gonna have an interest in it. It probably doesn't make a ton of money now. I don't think anybody really cares. But, I mean, there might be some ladies that watch it. And we kind of compared it to the Super Bowl, right? So, you know, maybe if you have a partner, maybe if it's something you watch with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know, if you're a dude and she wants to watch the Miss America pageant, at least, you know, when you're watching, you have some pretty ladies in bikinis, right? You could kind of stare at them with your lady next to you. And that's an added bonus. But dudes aren't watching this by themselves, not with all the stuff they have on the internet now. That's insane. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, your lady will watch the Super Bowl with you, but she's got the commercials. And they got the halftime show. You got Lady Gaga skydiving off the goddamn stadium, 40,000 feet with the parachuting down with a tiny parachute made of meat or something. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things that you can kind of, there's something for everybody there. And the Miss America pageant, beauty pageant, now just competition, just ladies in competition with one another, with one-on-one, with judges. It just sounds boring as hell. And it will fail, guaranteed, or I will eat my own balls on air. Guaranteed. Within the next 5 years, I will do that for you if it... What do you think? 813-693-2124. Leave a voice or text message over there. Visit hmbradio.com. Tell me what you think. I mean, is this just going to open up to, is it potentially going to open up to men? You know, just speculating here, but if they open this contest up for men, men are pretty competitive. Would men just dominate the Miss America pageant? I know. It's reaching quite a bit. But do you see my point? Do you see where I'm going with this? That's what ladies have. They're very pretty. And yes, some of them are very smart. I'm just kidding, okay? Jeez. But can't we just have something and just keep the tradition? Or just get rid of the damn thing altogether and call it something else that nobody will watch? But let me know. Let me know what you think. I do care. 813-693-2124. Should these ladies just, you know, buzz off and frag off somewhere and, you know, nobody cares about the one-on-one? Or would you watch it? Would you watch this new beauty, or not beauty pageant, competition? Would you watch it? 813-693-2124. And I want to say thank you to homemadepodcasts.com. I know this company in depth because it is my company. It's a podcast consulting company. So if you ever thought about podcasting, I can help. Let me help you. Go to homemadepodcasts.com. There's also, you know, content on there too, talking about podcasting. So it's not just the website. There's blog posts over there you can check out. homemadepodcast.com. Check it out. Let me help you. If you're a business and you want to, you know, promote your product through podcasting, that's a great way to get yourself out there. And if you're an individual too, I can help you just even with equipment or, you know, whatever you want. I'm there to help you. homemadepodcasts.com. All right, look, I'm going to get out of here. It's been fun, but I gotta go. I do appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. And please check out hmbradio.com for more info about the show and other podcasts, blog posts, all that good stuff. If you have an Alexa, Radio St. Pete, you can now play directly from your Alexa. That's right. Just say, Alexa, play Radio St. Pete. And it'll work. I swear. I promise. And that's pretty neat. So make sure you do that. Download the 102.5 The Bone app as well. Stay Woke is on at midnight Monday through Friday, technically Tuesday through Saturday, but Monday through Friday. And if you sleep like a normal person, you want to check Anna Hummel and myself out on that program, I encourage you to do so. Download the 102.5 The Bone app. And you can do that. It's on demand for 24 hours. It goes on a loop. It's pretty awesome. I think you'll like it. And yeah, give it a shot. And 813-693-2124 is the number. 813-693-2124. Comments, concerns, you want to say mean things to me, anything you want, I'm here for you. 24-7, 365. That's for me. And download the Radio St. Pete app as well. You can listen on TuneIn, all that. Subscribe to the HMB Radio podcast. Just search HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. And you can download the pod to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods, it should be there. So please do that. Tell a friend. Give it a 5-star rating while you're there. I would sure appreciate that. Because thank you. You know, I appreciate you for taking the time to listen to me. I know it's a big commitment. So thank you. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Avera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you very much. Tell a friend. And I will talk to you next week. That's right. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Have a great week.